Other documentation. Other documentation examples include certificate of inspection, certificate of insurance, phytosanitary certificate, certificate of certification, certificate of free sale, and CARNET. Certificate of inspection. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary states that the certificate of inspection is a certificate provided by an independent inspection organization attesting to the accuracy of the value and authenticity of the goods as listed on the invoice. The exporter obtains this pre-shipment certificate in the exporting country. When the authenticity or accuracy of a shipment could be in question, an independent inspection organization may be used to ensure the products are the ones shown on the invoice and that the quantities are accurate. This may be needed if the goods are part of a documentary collection or letter of credit as a bank assurance requirement, since the goods cannot be inspected upon arrival until taking delivery, and after that point, the payment is already committed. At least 32 countries use certificates of inspection more broadly as a way to report on required pre-shipment inspections for some or all imports. This can ensure not only good faith exporting, but also ensures correct classification and valuation for tariffs. Certificate of Insurance. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary explains that the Certificate of Insurance is a certificate required under some terms of trade that attests that a particular shipment has insurance coverage. It is provided by the exporter's insurance company. Phytosanitary Certificate. A phytosanitary certificate is used for agricultural and food product imports. It certifies the goods are fit for human or animal consumption and that they are free of pests or certain diseases. It is often issued by the exporting country's agricultural agency or by a commercial third party who is authorized to perform the inspection. Certificate of Certification. Countries such as Germany, France, and Japan have industrial standards for products sold in that country, such as Japan's Japanese industrial standards. Specific products may also fall under the standards of a standard-setting body such as the American National Standards Institute or the Society of Automotive Engineers. The importer will want to be assured that the imported products will pass the certification requirements of the national or international standard-setting organizations that apply. A certificate of certification, also called a certificate of conformity, is typically written by an independent third-party or trade association representative to indicate that the goods meet the requirements of the given standards. In some countries, the certificate needs to be countersigned by the country's Chamber of Commerce. Certificate of Free Sale. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines certificate of free sale, in part, as a certificate that attests that the goods can be legally sold in the country of export. A certificate of free sale is used in the pharmaceutical and medical devices industries to confirm that a drug or medical device can be legally sold or distributed within a specific country or region. It indicates that the product is approved by the relevant regulatory authorities and that it is not subject to any restrictions or prohibitions. It also proves that the manufacturer has a valid license. If this license is authenticated, this also provides assurance that, if applicable, the organization is complying with the guidelines needed for electronic device certifications, such as the EU's CE mark or US FCC compliance. Many EU medical device manufacturers use certificates of free sale to enable selling their devices in the Middle East. CARNET. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines CARNET as temporary admission granted to goods that are passing through a country rather than being imported into it. The goods can cross several boundaries duty-free and tax-free without customs inspection. Disposable and consumable items are excluded, sin. ATA CARNET. A CARNET is a special purpose document used to legally move a product in and back out of several countries, such as for new product training or trade show exhibits. Products covered under a CARNET, especially if carried by hand, must be declared to customs at every port of departure and arrival.